Gita, chapter 3, text number 27. Prakrte kriyamanani, prakrte kriyamanani,
prakrte kriyamanani,
gunai karmani sarvasha,
gunai karmani sarvasha,
gunai karmani sarvasha,
gunai karmani sarvasha,
ahankara vimodatma,
ahankara vimodatma,
ahankara vimodatma,
ahankara
कर्ताहम् इति मान्यते,
कर्ताहम् इति मान्यते,
प्रकृते क्रियमाणानि, गुणैः कर्माणि
सर्वशः,
अहंकारा विमूढात्मा,
कर्ताहम्
इति मान्यते. Prakriti of material nature, kriyamanani, being done, gunaihi, by the modes, karmani, activities, sarvashaha, all kinds of, ahankara vimudha, bewildered by false ego, atma, the spirit soul, karta, doer, aham, I, iti, thus, manyate, these things. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actually carried out by the three modes of material nature. Purport. Two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. The person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by material nature, which works under the supervision of Supreme Lord. The materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently, and that is the symptom of his nescience. He does not know that his gross and subtle body is the creation of material nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as such, his bodily and mental activities should be engaged in the service of Krishna in Krishna consciousness. The ignorant man forgets that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Rishikesha, or the master of the senses of the material body, for due to his long misuse of the senses in sense gratification, he is factually bewildered by the false ego, which makes him forget his eternal relationship with Krishna. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जलशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयिमं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिते नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे। नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धान्त सरस्वती नामिने। श्रीवार्षवानवी देवी दायिताया कृपाब्दये कृष्णसम्बन्ध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः। माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमाद्य श्रीरूपानुगा भक्तिदा श्रीगौरकरुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोऽस्तुते। नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुगा विरुद्धापा सिद्धान्तद्वान्ताहारिणे। नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षात् वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बरसाम्बोधे पादाम्बोजाय ते नमः। नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानन्द नामिने गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगामराय ते गौरविर्भाव भूमस्त्वं निर्देशता सज्जन प्रिय वैष्णवा सर्वभौमा श्रीजगन्नाथाय ते नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतुते नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनभवतो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तुते। जयतं सुरतो पङ्गो मम मन्दामतिर्गति मत्सर्वस्वपादाम्बोजौ राधामदनमोहनौ दिव्या वृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमदौ श्रीमद्रत्नाकरसिंहासनौस्तु श्रीमद्राधा श्रीलगोविन्ददेवो तेऽस्यापि सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि। श्रीमान् रसारसारम्भि वंशिवटतटस्थित कर्षण्वेणोस्मनैर्गोपी गोपीनाथाय श्रेयस्तु नः। तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानोऽसुते देवी परमा प्रिये। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So I thank the management for giving me an opportunity to do this seva, because this is for my own purification, and I seek all your blessings to speak a few words on this verse, which is very very important. So in Bhagavad Gita there are, all the verses are important, but there are a few which we have to memorize or always meditate on those verses. Amongst that, One of the verses is this 3.27. Very, very important verse. So let us discuss on this verse. And I also thank you all for coming in this afternoon, because Sunday seems to be very precious time for us, because that is the only day we get as a free time. Other days are working days, you know. So it becomes difficult. But still you have spared your time to attend this Bhagavad Gita class. So thank you very much. So Prabhupada has very nicely explained in the purport. He's beginning saying that two persons, one in Krishna conscious and the other in material conscious, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. So we understand, like a person having a gun, okay, what is his duty or what he does using that gun? He shoots the opponent. Now when that gun is in the hands of a terrorist, and on the other hand, when the same gun is with a soldier, the objectives are different. It is not the same. Okay, when the gun is with a terrorist, it is condemned. He is being seen as a person who is a bad element in the society. Whereas, when the same gun is with a soldier, it is always applauded, because he protects the nation, he protects the citizens, risking his own life. So like that, this Krishna consciousness. We understand from the battle of Kurukshetra, both the parties were fighting. One side was Pandavas, the other side were Kauravas. So Duryodhana was on the one side and the other side was Arjuna, Yudhishthira and all. So what was the consciousness of Duryodhana and what was the consciousness of Arjuna and Yudhishthira? When we analyze, we understand. See, once there was an opportunity for Duryodhana to meet Krishna. So when he went to meet Krishna, he was doing a material calculation. Just like a businessman does. He calculates, if I invest my money here, so much of rupees, then it will multiply, it will give me so much of profit within this much span of time. That's how the schemes are available today in the market. They advertise, you put your, invest your money in such a mutual fund or such a investment, the money doubles in so and so period. Like that promises they give. So likewise, Duryodhana was trying to calculate, thinking that, let me use Krishna's army. Krishna's army is very huge. So, using that army, I can win this battle. Whereas, Arjuna was very confident and he was aspiring only to have Krishna on his side. So, that was the calculation by Duryodhana. But ultimately, we know at the end of the battle what happened. Although Duryodhana had such a massive army, such a big force, but yet he could not fight the Pandavas and win this kingdom, because that was by the will of the Lord, which he did not realize. So the crest jewel of these Vedic literatures, that is Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they all teach us only one thing, that is just to remember Krishna always and never to forget Krishna. That's all. The purpose of reading this, associating with devotees, taking prasadam, endeavoring, doing sadhana, distributing books, whatever we are doing, which is Krishna conscious activities, everything is just to remember Krishna always and never to forget Krishna. That's all. So to achieve this, we are putting our sincere or efforts and praying to the Acharyas, praying to the Supreme Lord to show mercy and kindness upon us so that we can remember Him always. It is so simple, it looks so simple, that just we have to read Bhagavad Gita, read the translation given by Prabhupada and read the purport, understand, read Srimad Bhagavatam, because Bhagavad Gita is like a law book. It will give just the points. And Srimad Bhagavatam, there more detailed narration is given, where various, based on various situations, based on various personalities who are performing that act in that situation, we understand, okay, what is right, what is wrong, from various instances. So, just by reading that, we can perfect our lives. The goal of human life is to perfect our lives. That is to remember Krishna. So it looks so simple. It is like open book test. Okay? So when there is an open book test, you know the question already. You know where these answers are available. You know the answer itself. But after writing the exam, if you go and see the result in the notice board, and if you see that you have not passed, you will be bewildered. You will think, because as it is, as a student, we have all crossed that student life, or some of us are in the student life. You would be knowing how tough it is to score good marks in exam. We have to slog. We have to slog hard. We have to remember those questions and answers and properly answer. Then only we get marks and we qualify. Here it is an open book test. Open book test wherein you have the question, you have the answer, you know what is to be answered. Still, many find it difficult to pass. So then it is bewildering. That time, the persons start inquiring. They inquire, how is it possible that this kind of exams also I can't pass? Because that is the simple most exam that can be conducted. More simpler than that can never be conducted. But still, one cannot pass. That's why this literatures are addressed as Rajaguhyam, and it is secret of all secrets, and Rajavidya. It is king of all knowledge. It is very, very important to know about this. But still we miss out. Why is that? That is because when there is some progress, just like there is a path and there is a potential progress in that path, but there are some hurdles. They avoid your progress. Like if there is, nowadays we are experiencing in Bangalore, some of the roads are very smooth, no road humps, keep going. You can drive even at 80 km speed or 100 km speed, it keeps on going. We love or we enjoy that kind of a ride. But as soon as we get into another location or another area where either there is potholes or road humps or traffic signals, then we are disturbed. We cannot reach the destination comfortably within the specified time. So there are a lot of hurdles. That's how we also experience. While gaining this knowledge, it is not that easy as an open book test. There are a lot of hurdles. And what is the cause of these hurdles? The cause of these hurdles is the false ego, is the anarthas within us. They cause these hurdles. And because of these hurdles, although it is written in plain English, the words are very, very simple, but it never enters our head. We don't understand what is the message for us. Can we use these teachings in our day-to-day life? Is it useful to us? What is the purpose of this message? We find it very difficult to understand. So that is the time we have to realize that we need to take shelter of somebody, take guidance of somebody who has read this, who has understood this, applied in his own or her own lives, so that life experiences, when we hear, that really inspires us to take that teachings and also use it in our lives and make spiritual progress. Now the point is, why to make the spiritual progress? Because if we don't make the spiritual progress, or if we don't take up spirituality, it is very, very likely that we may forget who we are, what is supreme, who is supreme personality of Godhead, and what is the relationship. We easily forget that. We understand this from the example of Indra. That's why Queen Kunti in her prayers, she says to Krishna, saying that, my Lord, I don't want this kingdom. Why? Because by chance, if I get this kingdom, I get opulence, then I may forget you. She is in that mood. A materialistic person will be waiting, when will I get an opulence? He'll be just eagerly waiting. Whereas a devotee of a Lord, he'll be just trying to see a situation or avoid a situation when he may not have opulence, because that becomes sometimes a hindrance for remembering the Lord. That's why she says in her prayers, Janma Aishwarya Shruti Shribir. So she says, if there is high education, high birth, then opulence, and beauty. If all these four are there in a person, there are high chances that the person will forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Indra, he was the king of heavens. See, we might have heard from various stories that how a king is. King has a big kingdom, so many servants, he has got opulence, he has got everything. Today we may not be seeing the king. Okay, we may see rich people, opulent people, or big politicians. They have massive facilities, they have massive properties, opulences, everything they have. Once they have, we also see some of the personalities who are very beautiful. They are proud of their beauty. Some who are having high degrees, they will have a degree which is so long, you know. That time they are proud of their education. So, like this, when somebody is having all these qualities, sometimes there is a possibility that one may forget his real situation. So that's what happened to Indra also. So since he had beautiful palace, beautiful kingdom, lot of apsaras around, then whatever he wants, he will just get it like that. And then he was having powerful people with him who could give rain, or he had thunderbolt, he had everything, vajra and all that. So he had almost everything with him. So that made him to forget his position. And once, when there was a situation that instead of performing puja to him in Vrindavan, a puja was going to be performed to Govardhan Hill, immediately he was annoyed. He was disturbed. He thought, how is this possible? Every year I am getting the respects, I am getting the puja, or everybody remembers me. How is it possible that today the people of Vrindavan have shifted their performances? They are going to Govardhan Hill and performing it. Why is that? And then he starts displaying his anger, his frustration in the form of huge rains and disturbance to the residents of Vrindavan. Of course, we all know by that story that Krishna protects the devotees. Krishna protects the residents of Vrindavan. So that's what happens. Sometimes this respect is like a wild fire. Whatever respects we get, we are not just satisfied with it. It goes on and on and on. We are not going to say, okay, I am getting too much of respect, let me stop with this. We are just hankering for more respects, more applaud. So that is the problem. That's because of the false ego. So this false ego forms a hindrance to our own development, spiritual development, and our own realization, self-realization. But there are exceptions. There are exceptions even with all these opulences, with all these facilities, people are still remain, they still remain as a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where do we see that? We see that in King Prataprudra, who comes in the Chaitanya Leela. So he was the most powerful king in the state of Orissa. In fact, the Muslims were successful in invading lot of states in this country, but they could not somehow invade Orissa, King Prataprudra's state. So that powerful King Prataprudra was. And when Lord Chaitanya was in Puri once, that time King Prataprudra wanted to go and meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't want to meet him because he is a Vishayi. He is a materialistic person. I am a sadhu. I have renounced everything. So, a renounced person has no job or no business with a materialistic person. So, I don't want to meet him. But as soon as King Prataprudra hears this, he says, what is the use of me having this kingdom if it is not in the service of the Supreme Personality of God? And he feels that I better become a beggar in the street and do service for him and his devotees and seek mercy or blessings. That is more beneficial than me having a big kingdom, opulence, so many servants, soldiers, facilities and all this. And then during Rath Yatra, when King Prataprudra observes that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observes that King Prataprudra has assumed the position of a street sweeper and is sweeping the streets just to facilitate the devotees to perform their kirtan and the Rath Yatra, that time he is very pleased and he says, I want to meet him. He agrees to meet Prataprudra, King Prataprudra. So this is how the devotee attracts the mercy of the Supreme Lord, by being humble. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Trinadapi sunichena taravarapi sahishruna amanina manadena kirtanaya sadahari. So he says, only when one is very very humble, is humbler than the blade of a grass and taller than a tree, then he is very very attracted to me. Or that is the time when Lord will look at the devotee. In fact, he is just pleased even by simple devotion. Patram pushpam palam toyam. He is just happy even if you offer him one leaf, one fruit, one flower or just water. He is not looking at the kind of money or lot of things you offer him, but with a pride heart. If the heart is pride, he is never going to look at us. So that is why this false ego is a very very bad sign. It is so heavy that it makes one to fall down. The lighter we are, that is without the false ego, then it is very favorable for us to move up and up towards the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord who resides in Goloka. So that is the secret of devotional service. That is the secret of perfection of life. And by doing such an act, in such a mood, that time we attract the mercy of Vaishnavas, that time we attract the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as this age is the Kali Yuga, it is very very difficult for us to come out of all these anarthas. It is very simple to speak. It is very simple to speak in words. Okay, we should not have false ego. We should be, our anarthas should be removed. And we should be in a humble mood of mind. But the situations around us, moment after moment, day after day, it is always direct, it is always pushing us. It is always pushing us towards committing offenses, towards being away from the Supreme Lord, towards forgetting Supreme Lord. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subramanyam ki. So, when we are always in this situation of forgetfulness, not realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced a very simple process, which is the Sankirtan movement. In this Sankirtan movement, we don't have to struggle at all. We don't have to do anything. Just remember and repeat the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So just by chanting these holy names, just by remembering these holy names, that is more than enough for us to come closer to the God. Because that cleanses the heart. It is just like scrubbing. Sometimes our clothes are dirty. We use various detergents. Today a lot of advertisements come. You put this within a fraction of a second, the dust is gone. They show like in a bucket of water, you put your cloth immediately, it is becoming sparkling white. So our hearts also will become like that. Just by chanting even once purely. If we chant once purely, immediately our heart will be cleansed. But for that, we need an important ingredient, that is faith. The faith that this holy name has that potency to clean the dust in our heart. The faith that this holy name has the power to transform me into a devotee of the Lord. If that faith is there, then definitely it will act upon us. Because the Lord is going to be very merciful and is going to show kindness as soon as we are assuming the position of a humble attitude. We have heard so many times that Pandavas, although they were very very close to Krishna, they had to undergo so many difficulties. Each time it was a testing time. But yet they had faith. They had faith in Lord Shri Krishna that he will protect. So each time, whenever there was a challenge in front of them, Krishna protected them. And they were able to succeed. They were able to overcome any kinds of difficulty situations that were put across by the people around them. Similarly, in Chaitanya Leela also we see that when Shivas was mentioning that I would like to be remembering you and I don't want anything else other than remembering you, Krishna said, Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that always my mercy is there so that you can keep remembering me. And he, in fact, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him that you are always chanting my holy names, you are always doing bhajan. I don't know how you are taking care of your family, how are you feeding them and protecting your family, because that is also your responsibility. You are supposed to take care of your family. Then Shivas, he said, my dear Lord, I have faith on the Supreme Lord that he will always protect. And if I just clap three times, whatever I need he will provide. If he doesn't provide, I will just put a rope in my neck and jump into the Ganges. I am very sure that he will protect. But he is a pure devotee of the Lord. We cannot imitate him. But at least by hearing this, we should get inspiration that we can also develop faith to the degree that we can attract the mercy of the Lord and get His protection always. We need His protection. Without His protection, it is never possible to survive on our own. And that is very, very important aspect. So similarly with Sridhar Kolaventure also, he was very, very humble and a poor devotee of the Lord. He used to just make his living by selling bananas and the leaves of bananas. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sridhar Kolaventure that one day I am going to expose the wealth that you have. Sridhar Kolaventure was surprised. He thought, how is that I don't have anything with me? I am staying in a poor hut. I am just having something what I am begging in a pot which is very, very old and useless. In that I am begging and making my living. What else I do have? I don't have anything. So I don't have any wealth. That's what he was contemplating on. Then during Mahaprakash Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells the devotees how dearest was Sridhar Kolaventure to him. Because by doing such an act, he attracted the mercy of the Supreme Lord. If we don't attract the mercy of the Supreme Lord and if we are not engaged in spirituality or Krishna consciousness, then there is every chances that by false ego, it is bound to happen that we will think we are the doers. We will think whatever we are doing, it is because of us. That is the general tendency. That's what Prabhupada says, that the spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of the false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are inactually carried out by the modes of material nature. So this false ego makes one to think, to assume that he is the doer. Once when Gajendra was caught in the mouth of crocodile in the river bank, he was a very powerful elephant. He was the king of elephants. As it is, the elephant is very strong, we all know. And it can uproot the trees also. That kind of power the elephant has. And he was king of elephants. King of elephants means much more powerful. In the previous life, he was Indradyumna Maharaj. So, when he was caught in the crocodile mouth, he was trying to remove the leg because out of pain, he was trying to... Since he was suffering in pain, he was thinking that, okay, out of my own strength, let me remove the leg and be freed from the clutches of this crocodile. But then he tried his best, time went on and he started losing his power. And at that point of time he realized that I am nothing. I cannot do it by myself. And he remembered the prayers and he started offering with a flower. He offered to the Lord and he started praying, please protect me. So when he took the shelter of the Lord, that time the Lord appeared and he saved him from the clutches of the crocodile. So likewise, we are also caught in the clutches of Maya. We don't know that. We are thinking that we are independent. We have high education. We have our own job or we have our own business that protects us. Or we have so many assets which will protect us. So there are so many thoughts which are in illusion. We get influenced and we think that we can survive on our own. But it is never possible. It is never possible. Without the will of Krishna, not even a blade of grass moves. Even if we are breathing, even if we are speaking, it is by the will of the Lord. That's why Prabhupada says in this, in the purport, he says that even if we are moving a hand, it is by the will of the Lord. We may think that we have the energy, we are moving the hand by ourselves, but it is not possible unless there is a sanction of the Lord. So each and every activity, now so many of us have come to the temple, we are here, but we have not come by our own capacity, our own strength. It is by the will of the Lord we have come. We have taken up a particular route and come here, that is by the will of the Lord. Each and everything happens is by the will of the Lord. So if one gets into that understanding, then he comes closer and closer and closer to the Supreme Personality of God, and that is perfection of life. So from this verse we understand, this is a very important verse, because it reminds us that we should overcome the false ego and remember that we are the servants of the Supreme Personality of God. Our duty is to always serve the Acharyas, serve the Vaishnavas and the devotees of the Lord. Remember the Lord always, never forget Him, and always keep chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that is the perfection of life. If we do this, we will overcome the cycle of birth and death, which is the highest benefit. We all are like businessmen. We would like to have the best. When we study and take up jobs, we want to have the best job. When we do business, we want the highest profitable business. When we take up studies, we want the best colleges. So why don't we think of having best thing in our human form of life? Because we don't know how it is going to be next life. Already we have passed so many lifetimes. So Prabhupada was always mentioning that give this one life to Krishna. You have given so many lives to Maya. Give this one life to Krishna and perfect and go back home, back to Godhead. That's how we every day we pray to the spiritual master also and the acharyas. Om Ajnana Timirandase Jnananjala Shalabhya. Saying that please remove the darkness. Please clear my eyes through the torch light of knowledge. We are praying that. Knowingly, unknowingly we are saying that verse. So at least if we understand that meaning and with the feeling, if we say that, then surely we are going to get mercy of Acharyas, we are going to get mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And only by that mercy we can survive in Krishna consciousness. We can remain alive, not by our own strength, not by any other method or any other way that we can remain alive in Krishna consciousness. And it is very essential that we remain alive in Krishna consciousness till we are alive or living. It is very, very essential. Till the last minute of our breath, we must remain Krishna conscious. For that, we have to pray to the Acharyas, especially Srila Prabhupada, and take the mercy. And by prayers, we will remember Supreme Personality of Godhead as well as the Vaishnavas. Thank you very much. I would like to end the class here. Any comments you can tell. And please forgive me for any offenses that I might have passed knowingly or not. Hare Krishna. Forest, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went, he made the elephants chant, he made the tigers chant, he made the snakes chant, he made all the animals in the Jharkhand forest to chant the holy names. But of course it is possible by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is Lord himself, right? So actually we chant the holy name Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We chant this loudly. Why? It is not just for our own self. It is because it is said that sometimes there are other living entities around us. So by they hearing this mantra, they also get benefit. That's why we chant loudly rather than chanting within the mind. One is for our own benefit, secondly for the benefit of living entities around us. That's how. That is also
sanctioned by God. Everything is sanctioned by God.
See, first is the desire. It starts with the desire. There are five elements for an activity to happen, and it starts with the desire. So, if an individual or a person desires, what are his intentions? Based on that intentions, Lord is going to give sanction. Even in Bhagavad Gita, even in the battlefield, after explaining how Arjuna should act, what he is supposed to do in the battlefield, after clarifying all the doubts, he says to Arjuna, see, I have given you the knowledge, now you have to decide. I am not going to tell you whether you should fight or you should not fight. So it starts with the desire of an individual. If the individual desires something which is not favorable for devotional service, because finally the Lord has to sanction, he's going to sanction it, but the individual or the person is not going to get benefit. He's going to get entangled in the cycle of birth and death again and again and again. He's never going to come out of that. An intelligent person, he will try to understand that I've been doing this, let me come out of this. Just like somebody wants to, he's doing his education, say engineering. He's writing every year exam, he's failing in one or two subjects every year. At one point of time he realizes, yaar, every time I'm writing exam failing, let me stop this. He will work hard, he will pass and come out, then he's little free. A thief, he's always stealing. He's stealing, stealing, every time goes into the jail, comes out, steals, goes into the jail, comes out. One point of time he realizes, I should not steal, I think it's too much I've been doing. Let me count off it. So when he decides that I don't want to steal further, he comes out, he becomes a better citizen. So it starts from the desire of a person. But of course there is a sanction of the Lord for everything, anything that happens in this world. ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भगवद गीता की
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव विभूति श्री का प्रभुपाद की। थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर बीइंग प्रेजेंट हियर।